session number 9013, reel 2.
I want that one, none at all. I got him. He wouldn't have bought me anything. Yeah, I bought this in, says now, we're going to do boxing. Well, it's a garden, and we rigged this up. And I got one or two kids, and I knocked them in a lot of these kids. But I've been fighting at the pit top, you see. The kids were fighting there all the time.
Yes.
Oh, it's the one I got into at that time. Anyway, we got this in, and I couldn't get a fight. Not with my kids, where I lived, at all. Mm. So I went to the city of Sheffield, walked it, don't bother about it, walked it. Mm. Dock trot. And we got what they call the newspaper boys. They're not boys, they're men. Mm. Oh, they're 30 and 40 maybe. But the biggest stiffs in all jailbirds and that. And I got one or two of those. Oh, good lordy me. I've never seen anything like it. Didn't know about all this kind of thing. My father used to be referee and timekeeper. Mm. I've got the watch he used as an English leave. It's worth some money, that old English leave. Mm. And he used to be alongside there. Said, all right, how many rounds are you going to have? I said, it depends how this boat's going to bash. It's all bigger than me, you see. They're men. I was only a kid. Mm. A real, only, I mean, almost a school kid. Well, I never won a fight in my ring after that. Well, I couldn't get kids to come in. I couldn't get my own age. I couldn't get my own weight.
Yeah.
And they were bigger. And they were fighters. Mm. Oh, I don't know, it was the best school ever I had, that was.
Yes.
And when I got to the blooming Navy, I went in there, and that night, this PO, I thought he had no arms. He couldn't hit me. Oh, I could flick him around there. And when he went, I just stood like that, and then he couldn't hit me. I punched ball stuff, you know. I could dodge him by about a quarter of an inch. I bet he never felt such a damn fool. He was all right when I couldn't see him with this blooming jumper, one arm through, and I couldn't see anything. Only one arm bashing me. Mm. I bashed him too, and I bashed the back of his head on the wall bars. So anyway, that's how, when I came in the Navy, what with the hard work I'd done with my father, no scar in there, I told you, my goodness, no scar at the end of time. Did you get a ram around your neck or a hammer or whatever tool he was? Would you do that kind of business? And when I joined the Navy, they were doing kids there. You know, I've got it here somewhere, but we used to have to go over the mast, you know, up to the cross trees and all that kind of thing, or in bare feet, and etc. And when we went to Ganges 2, I've got a picture of us there, inside and outside. When we went to Ganges 2, we had several, you know, film ourselves off, you know. Mm. Yeah, they just a jump off there, hoping they jump in the sea, you could have let them drop on the room on the deck, you see, and kill themselves. Oh, I used to take soap pills to get out of the Navy and all that kind of business. I used to sit on the room, cockney there all morning. I said, what's the matter with you? Oh, she said, I've never had to do this kind of work. I said, you've never done any work in your life. You know what work is? I said, it's a blooming holiday. What's holiday to me? Mm. Well, the Navy is just holiday to me. Oh, I really enjoyed it. Mm. What is excitement? I wanted speed. I wanted something different. I wanted to be stopping. Mm. And the chaplain then took me on training, went to the gym. I didn't know, but a little darky Ward, he was the featherweight champion of the Navy. I didn't know anything about him, he was a PTI. Mm. Hated by everybody except me. I got to like him, like Dickie Bird, he was hated by, I liked him. I like all the tough guys. Mm. I was little and I like all the tough guys.
Yeah.
And I spoke their language without saying anything, it wouldn't took on. And old nigger came up to me, after we used to call him nigger, you can use that word now, but nigger come up and says, where did you learn boxing? I said, at home. He said, what do you mean at home? Because you had to call a PO sir then, of course. Sir, to me. I says, sir, to you. I got a click, ooh, and nearly knocked me. I nearly did a somersault. There's no scar like a bad old nigger. I thought, blimey, I've got into something here. I didn't know what discipline was. Mm-hmm. You soon learnt, though. He says, I'll see you tomorrow night. I think the gym about half past six or something like that anyway. I was there like the men at the pub used to be. I used to fall in when they opened the doors. I lived in the gym. Oh, yeah. I used to go all the way around, ball punching. I had to have a platform. I couldn't reach for them balls. I'm too small. Oh, but when I got up there, I could give it knuckles and elbows and shoulders and head. I used to have blokes all around watching me doing this. Little gym shanks. I couldn't get any lead mass out of Buckland.
Yeah.
I've been looking for some postcards. My wife's been, I've got over 2,000 postcards. I'm also a deltiologist. You know what that is, do you?
No.
A collector of postcards.
Oh, yeah.
As well as a philologist.
Yes, yeah.
Mm. And any ologist that makes me look a bit deaf, I'm one of those as well. I make people deaf. I spend a lot of yarn about the different kind of words. Mm. I've studied etymology very, well, extensively, really. I've used it. Mm. I used to use it in my writing, etc. I had some fun with the editors down here, especially the sporting editors, isn't it? And I went the next day, and he goes, right, gloves. Show him on. Meant a few words, and he goes, oh, the speed of that chap. I hadn't seen anything till then. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I was a bit hot stuff for a kid, you know, you're a big head, don't you? You overbalance it. He overbalanced me. He overbalanced me. He said, look, tried. Oh, and he didn't move his arms more about 6 inches. Mm-hmm. Oh, blimey, I thought, let me steam hammer at me. Mm-hmm. I said, how did you like that? I don't like it at all. He said, no, he says, your defence is wrong. And I said, go like that, don't you? Show me how to defence and down like this. Mm-hmm. He says, move. I had the footwork, though, because I had quick.
Yeah.
I've been a runner and that. I can move the footwork. As long as you got it down there, he says, we'll soon get it over here. He says, if you don't get it down there, we'll stay in bed. Mm-hmm. Footwork, you see, that is real. That's why I like old Cassius Clay, you see. Oh, I will watch all those. Oh, I'm still... I nearly took it up. I lost 3 teeth in one fight. I didn't hurt me. I saw, in the arc lights, I saw these shining... I wonder what they look like, stars. Yeah, well, not if you know 3 teeth, Lord. It's the best way to have them extracted without pain. You don't feel it, you know. No, it's wonderful. That was in the Navy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, old Darkie says, what's the wheel? Are you taking down weight or something? I says, yeah, up the top. I don't go much on that. I have a knife full of blood. I won the fight. Lost 3 teeth. Mm. It's a poor bargain, isn't it? Anyway, old nigger got on with me. But what I liked about Nigger was, marvellous, he ought to be on the stage. I've seen things on the stage. I'm interested in all that kind of trifle.
Mm.
Well, I won over £1,000 this month. Mm. And once, I must digress a little bit on this, because I'll show you the gym. Oh, no, I can't. I had the gymnasium there. Do you know Shotley Gymnasium?
I've never been Shotley at all, no.
Oh, well, this postcard, it's me, and... The lightest bloke would even spar with me in a boxing class we had there. Oh, I enjoy that. That was wonderful. It just made for me. And nothing to charge, nothing to pay. You got pay for going there. You know, if you call it pay, £3 a week. And not like you, chap. You're talking 3 figures and so on, 4 figures. But anyway, I had to have they called him Shorthouse, this boatman bloke. We didn't call him Shorthouse, we called him the Navy part of it, you see. Translation. He was in a boy standard, he was nearly middleweight.
Mm.
I'm sorry I haven't got a picture to show you. But here's me, and there's him. And all these others sat round. Well, says, Bob, they wanted to have the gloves on with me.
Mm.
And our instructor was a middleweight champion. He was a Marine, this one. So I was picked up with the champions of the Navy in something. Not in running, because they never beat me. Old nigger got... Oh, I didn't know, old nigger was going to kill me one day. We went out there. We did all this. I'll show you some of that gun and stuff. But we went round the field there. I think it was round the field would be somewhere about between 3/4 mile and a mile round. We had all obstacles, walls and that to climb over, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman Darkie took us on this. It was real stuff, and he was the best gymnast I've ever seen in my life, on or off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
He was marvellous. He was the champion jiu-jitsu of the Navy, and their wrestling, you used to have wrestling matches. Wrestling was not the all-in wrestling, proper wrestling, you see, Cumberland, Westmoreland style, and all. I did Cumberland style up in Yorkshire with the Pit lads. The blackers called there. They go wrestling afterwards. Yeah, before they went home. There's energy for you. Oh, Daphnis. I always call it Daphnis. I get away with that. And you can have all this kind of stuff, you know, on the thing. Well, they had a wrestling match. We had the champion heavyweight, Westmoreland style wrestling there. He was a fine chap. Great big fella. About 16.5 stone of muscle. You PTR, it's all PTRs. Well, they send them a training ship, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they're right. You give a click like that one over there, knock you spinning. You were bouncing like a blooming bouncing ball around there. You had to call them, sir, I won't tell you. Going to flip my fish like a football. Well, this fellow, but they all ate a darkie.
Mm.
Of course, he used the smallest one a lot. It was only a feather weight. But it was only a couple of weights above me.
Mm.
And I saw these people fighting, all different people coming in from the ships, and that came from different places and sent them in from different fleets and all that for exercise. And old darkie used to say, well, he said, I can't say much in that, really. The POs hated this PO. No POs, you see. So Darkie said, look here, he says, you people talk too much. He says, I'll tell you what I'll do. He says, I'll take on any two of you at the same time in the ring if I can use boxing and wrestling. You lot, his fingers, they came out like lightning. And I'd never seen him do jiu-jitsu. No, I didn't know he was a jiu-jitsu champion. I didn't know about black belts then. Yeah. Well, I know about it now, but I did take W at that time, but none of that in the Navy, you see. We didn't have any of that. I'd had to go at that. Mm. Sort of just suited me, being small, you see.
Yes.
The bigger, the harder they fall, they said.
Mm.
Well, that was only a story, of course. You've got to give the right position.
Yes.
But he came off. Yeah. Never have I seen anything in my life. And I've seen some things. They're three corners, you see.
Mm.
Heavyweight, middleweight, and a skimshanks over there. Yeah, little darky ward. His eyes like snakes. Like in his ear. And he's a brain. But I learnt a lot from him, old nigger. That's why I'm so deaf, I think. But anyway, the big one came out. And the other one came toward him, standby in case he threw him, he'd be there.
Yeah.
That big one never saw Darkie move. He put him out of the ring. Just looked at his shoulder. Now, he says, it's the first time he spoke. Now, he says, it's between you and me, isn't it? It was all over for the big boy. 16 stone went over the top. But my word, it was a drop, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the stage was higher than that itself.
Yeah.
And there were the ropes.
Ropes over the top and...
Now, that was jiu-jitsu.
Mm.
I've never seen... I don't think any of us knew how it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, we heard it a groan. An agonizing groan. But it all worked out.
Mm.
He didn't bother about this marine over here.
Yeah.
He was a seaman, the other one. OPOs. And he went down to the next one. And, you know, he made that man look a mug. He just made him look a mug. And he came to get hold of him. He wasn't there. He went all around there, and he was running around. Have you seen Les Gullit? Do you watch All in Wrestling?
No, I don't.
Oh, you know what you miss it. It's a big, it's a twist, but oh, you ought to watch it. My wife and I won't miss it. She's as bad as me, because it's catching, isn't it? I'm a disease.
Yeah.
A good disease, but... Oh, we won't miss old Les Gullit. Oh, he's really good. He's a Yorkie farmer, really.
Yeah.
The people come for him like that, but old Les is not there. Mm. They knock him down, and he takes a hammering like that. And then they think, oh, he's out now, and that's it. He lulls them into it, you see, overconfidence.
Mm-hmm.
And they kill themselves. And he wouldn't put him out. He could have put him out. Well, he could wrestle him out, you see.
Yeah.
He couldn't put him out in boxing. For a middleweight champion, he could have knocked old nigger right across the blooming hall.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on there, but he wouldn't put him out. And then, they taunted him so long before I went there. It taunted him so long. Mm. He was doing a bit of Cassius Clay, the old Cassius Clay.
Yes, yeah.
You see, when he was Cassius Clay.
Mm.
And so I think he did one round like that. Yeah, they did a round and cleared off. And he came out there and said, now, he says, which way do you want it? Because he couldn't answer, you see. He taught me a trick about that, breathing, etc. like that. When I was running, I used to running on Navy Championships and that, different places down there. And we've been pumping it out here and about... Perhaps only allowed 7 miles, but nothing to me. But he'd gone 5 miles, and I was listening. Oh, he's old grumpers now. I says, and as I breathe out, I says, how are you feeling, mate? But I was watching and listening his breathing, so that he would instinctively have to answer as he breathed in. That's psychology and physiology.
Mm.
Nigger taught me this. It's all trickery.
Yeah.
We're tricking on this here. And I broke his wind. I said, goodbye. This day I never told them that I broke them up just by studying physiology. I used to lecture on physiology, you see.
Yeah.
that was in running. And only did it in this. And the beauty of it was, he put him out on the next round. There's only three rounds, mark you.
Mm.
He put him out the next round in his own style, boxing. A middleweight. Yeah. Ah, but he just about broke everybody. Well, he bruised him inside and out. He'd wrapped him round. But the point was, and of course, and all the kids around there, there were 1,000 kids there, you know.
Yeah.
Most of them, there was nowhere else to go. Mm. And they were roaring and laughing. Of course, they didn't care. As long as he was instructor getting bashed, they didn't care which
one. Which one.
Yeah. And this was an instructor bashing another instructor.
You couldn't have any better than that.
Oh, I tell you, we got people at three bowl week for all this entertainment. And at the finish, he says, "Now, have you had enough?" Blonk! Oh, man, you wouldn't think that a featherweight could hit like that. Mm-hmm. You could feel it. Oh, I was a ringside boy, don't worry. I always was a ringside boy on those occasions, except if I was in the ring. Mm. And he went down. Oh, he put him where you want, 10 seconds. More like, I mean, about 6 of him in about a minute.
Mm.
Well, he wasn't unconscious, but he was a poor sight.
Mm.
But old Lofty had gone, the old big boy had gone away. He's in sick bed by this time.
Mm.
So that's an experience that not many people have been able to see, and they can't relate it. You see, I've got because nobody will say it for me, I've got a very retentive brain.
Yes.
And out of my 100,000 souls of retention, I can draw on these. It is computer stifling, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, this is the best computer in the world, isn't it?
Indeed.
There's nothing.
Touch it.
No, there's nothing to touch it at all. Yeah. We got more transistors in there than before in three computers there.
Yeah.
And so you see, that kind of thing is that stands out in my mind. And that's going back to 1912. There's nothing in it. The years don't matter.
Yeah.
And just draw on the years.
Yeah.
And to draw on the years, my calendar are happenings.
Mm.
I just flick the pages around, they're happenings, aren't they, all the way through? I don't know how far I got on there, but you did ask me a question, and you see what that question led to.
Shut up and
knock. Well, no, by all means, it might come in your synopsis, and it works out all right then. And the Evening News and many other people have been nagging me now for nearly 15 years and 10 years terribly to write a book.
Mm.
Because I get on with these editors, talking to them there, and they don't get a word in anyway. But the point is, they say, "Why don't you write about it?" I said, "I haven't time.
Mm.
I'm living." Well, I'm living.
Yes.
I'm still living. I'm young, aren't I? What's
77?
That's nothing, is it? Some of my kid stuff.
Mm.
Well, not about 90. I might have used down a bit.
Well,
I write about 3,000 words a day, but it's to do with what I'm doing, my life, philately, and that kind of stuff. You see, you can't see there. There's a big medal there. That's a philately at the bottom there. Great big lump of bronze. Probably cost about half a crown to the bronze in those balls, but just for getting it, it's the national. You see, I won 3 awards last year. At 76, we 76. One was there, or 2 nationals and 1 international.
Mm.
Oh, I don't bother about the office boy at the bottom, you know. Mm. I've written to over 30 embassies. I write. I don't like the office boys anyway. I've got the Turkish embassy working for me now. I try to get. I've got a new project on at the moment. I'm going to put definitely the best ever. Display of the Anzacs and Gallipoli.
Oh.
I brought a book to show you, and you must see that if you see nothing else.
Yes, I'd like to see that.
There's nothing like that in England.
Mm.
I've got the New Zealand government working for me.
Mm.
The Australia House, they've given me 3 lovely pictures. I put them in there. And even the Turkish government are trying to get me now. Well, the first secretary of the Turkish embassy here. Oh, I'm always writing abroad. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A little chap like me, I get in through the keyholes, you see. it's nice, you see. So I've never feared men.
Mm.
I've never feared people, because they only breathe like I do, don't they? And I said to myself, if someone said, "Can you do this?" Of course I can do this. I've had 6 shops. I built all the counters. I built all the shelves. I did everything.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I left the Navy, I was only a petty officer. Petty meaning very small, minute, you know, tiny. And but I became Admiral of the Fleet, did you know that? Yeah, straight from petty officer, Admiral of the Fleet. But it was my fleet, a fleet of vans. A fleet of shops. Isn't it different?
Yeah.
I don't expect I was getting as much as the Admiral anyway. But I was doing what I wanted.
Yes.
That's the thing, isn't it? Mm. You see, very briefly, you can fit this in, because the first 7 years I was learning my trade. And I know I got it down here. Mm. If I repeat myself here, it's because I've written it. I wouldn't do it otherwise. But I had 15 assessments. You see, I couldn't stay in the Navy any longer. I needed 14 years because I wasn't getting the money. I put in for a ride. They wouldn't give it me. I said, right, I'm going. They said, not before your contract's finished. Mm. And I left at midday on my birthday. So I finished my contract.
Yes.
But I had 15 assessments of my ability. And you know what Navy papers are, aren't you? I have 13 superiors as a seaman.
Mm.
I was a seamanship instructor in China. Mm. I was a seamanship instructor on the only blooming ship I went on.
Mm.
And they must have written boats on my forehead. Because when I got my PO, I said to the commander, I was always rolling with the seamanship commanders because they could send me on any boat in the Navy, or sail any boat, or rig any boat. Any boat in the Navy. I mean, when we had launchers, big launchers, I'd rig them up, everything.
Yeah.
You know, all the stays and gears and all the lot.
Yeah.
And do a long splicing on wire, anything. I've got a lot of good legend there. I was brought with a rough part, and I enjoyed my job. First of all, if you want to be a comedian, always remember this. Have you seen the trapeze, haven't you? The man goes on there, and they go over there, they do a dumb somersault. It looks so easy, don't they? And then there's a silly devil comes on there, excuse my adjective. He's got pantaloons on. Looks like me, a bit daft. He goes on there, but he's the real man, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's the clown, because he's taught those men those things.
Yeah.
Well, I was the clown, and that's how my life has been run. I've enjoyed every minute of it, every 70-something year thing I remember. I was a devil when I was a baby, but I made up for it afterwards, and I was born an invalid.
Yeah.
No bones, only gristle. I've been a funny devil from birth, you see. Because they didn't know how to harden bones in those days. No, they were a bit mugged.
Shut up.
Yes, it's right. There's no charge for this. Entertainment tax is very cheap on market. You made money this way. I had my customers roaring with laughing.
Yes.
I was taking the money all the time. I used to smile. One old lady. Do you like this disgrace? It's different, but it's me, you see. I said, one old lady. I sold her when she was 60. I sold her when she was 70. I sold her when she was 80. I sold her when she was 90. She said, Mr. Pertoff, she said, I'm going to retire. She said, I think I've done enough of you. Well, I said, it's a matter of opinion. I'm not going to try and inveigle you. I said, be a wonderful customer, miss. She says, if you retire. She says, oh, yes, I'm retiring. I says, when you come next week, it'll be closed. It was. I said, well, look here. I said, if you're going to retire, I'm going to keep coming. Okay, and about a month afterwards, the blinds were up, she was back. She was come out in carpet slippers, 90. So I says, oh, I thought you'd come back, Miss May. Never mind, she'd have time, you see, making money. She owned all the blooming houses around her, and it worked like that. Well, that's silly, isn't it, really?
Mm.
Well, I didn't retire till 72, I've got no reason to talk. But and I wouldn't have done then.
Good one.
Don't sit down, you're nicely wedged in there. Tea or coffee?
Coffee, please.
I love coffee. You see, well, that's...
white coffee?
Yeah. That's the kind of thing... She takes Navy. We're all Navy. Oh, we know the disciplinarian now. I'm a disciplinarian now. I am, and I force it too. Oh, yes, I know what it should be. Yes. Oh, yes, yeah. You see, I digress too much there now on those kind of things. You really want to know how I had a silly devil join the Navy, don't you? I often wonder myself. These chaps...
What do you think the Navy did for you?
The Navy did for me what I wanted it to do for me. It gave me an experience of the world. The only school in is the world.
Yeah.
And the people in it. I like people.
Yeah.
I like people. And people who are not human beings properly, I don't hate them, because hate is killing.
Mm.
Never hate, but scheme. Mm. I didn't lose my curly hair, you know, through worry. Oh, no. But scheming may be, Oh, no, don't never hate. Hate is terrible. Oh, yeah. Of course, mm-hmm. I'll give him a backhand if he came my way, but I wouldn't go out of my way to do it. That's bad. You mustn't have worry. Yes, you mustn't worry. My philosophy, never worry about anything you can't alter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can alter it, scheme and alter the damn thing as quick as you can.
Yeah.
Then you're satisfied. And I'm very, very keen on making decisions. I'll give you what it did for me in the Navy. Now, nearly every ship I went into, well, right from a boy. Now, for instance, I was a boy on the Duncan, and Captain Whitehead, this is a gunnery ship, and Captain Whitehead was up there. It was winter time. It was murder. And I could do anything. And I'm one of the few human beings who can write two letters at the same time in two different languages. Now, work that out.
Mm.
I'll leave you with that one. My wife knows it's right. Oh, it's right. Mm. Yes, I can write. I could write. I was nearly killed in the Navy. I was on the Olliot. We towed the Mantis out to China.
Mm.
Oh, I know China. I know every country I've been into.
Mm.
You see, I didn't go in the pubs. I had no time for pubs. I went in the marketplaces. And when I'd been in, if we happened to stop at a place for a week, I could buy in their language. Pick up languages easily, you see. You wouldn't think that an ordinary, very small officer who left the Navy, I became a language teacher, I became a lecturer, I've lectured in King Alfred College, Winchester, I've lectured in Southampton University. Just fancy, petty officer, a minute penny officer. But they don't know that, you see. I never see, you never miss. But there's nothing in it. You see, the only power I know, verstehen Sie Deutsch?
Not really.
No. Übung macht den Meister. You see, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
The Germans taught me how to run a business.
Mm.
I ran my business entirely on Germanic lines, because we are Germanic.
Yes.
And what the Navy taught me, it isn't really what the Navy taught me, it's what I made the Navy do for me.
Yes.
You see? Now, I studied in the Navy. You see, the first 7 years, I made myself into what I call a top seaman.
Yeah.
I had to wait 4 damn years to be made a PO. But I was chosen with two others from this fleet of the destroyer, 22, and destroyer flotilla in 1917, couldn't happen until 1918. For what was called, as you know, was a mate in the Waldron rank, you see.
Mm.
Well, I was chosen, and I came down there, unfortunately, after I left the Dodge, I went up there, and I came down, and I didn't see that blooming German fleet coming, and I've been on the blooming Russian patrol, on the Arctic patrol, and Atlantic patrol, and I never saw that blooming old Jerry coming.
You never did? You weren't there then?
No, I was stuck in the bottom of a merchant ship in Pompey Dockyard there that had been torpedoed and had a party there and we had to get the coal out the bottom of the ship. It was easier.
Mm.
at the bottom.
Yeah,
at the
torpedoed.
Yes,
with
the torpedoed, you see.
Mm. So you'd get out to that helm at the top.
Yeah, and we thought, everything's quiet. I said, well, you carry on, lad. Don't bother about it. Don't smoke, because there was a lot of gas working out inside the ship, you see, from the bunkers. I said, I'll nip up here and dry dock, I'll nip up here. They're not a soul in the dockyard. I was walking along and I saw a chap, he was just strolling along. I said, yeah, what's wrong with the dockyard? Everybody, has there been a blooming bomb or something? No, he said, didn't you know? I said, no, what? He said, the war's over. I said, bless my garden city.
I bet you didn't, but still.
Well, what's to that effect? And if my pastor was young, I might say the right words. But, you see, I said, come on, lads. I didn't wait anymore. I'm on the side. Marched them back to Pompey Barracks. The only living soul there was a beauty PO on the gate. Not a soul in Pompey Barracks. They'd gone on leave, or gone somewhere, or gone on the ground, or something. I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. You see these pictures, you know, when everything's been washed out, you know.
Yeah.